Crazy Stupid Love is a lot of fun and a nearly perfect date movie in that no matter what your inadequacy in the romance field, somebody in Crazy Stupid Love is more inadequate than you and does not suffer for it. The theme seems to be that true love will conquer all error and get its way in the end. So if you're too confident that you know it all and so your deceitful line will always prevail, you can take comfort in Ryan Gosling. And if you're just incredibly awkward and lacking in confidence, Steve Carell is your man. If you're ridiculously frank and honest in inappropriate situations, Carell's son Jonah Bobo has outdone you. And if you are much given to falling because of a desire for a situation instead of a close look at your target, Carell's daughter Emma Stone will mirror you without making you feel bad. Annalee Tipton, the babysitter, consults a supposed expert even less reliable than Ryan Gosling and behaves most stupidly of all. But even she is not seriously injured and at the very end suggests she may end up happier than you think. Only Julianne Moore doesn't seem to make serious errors. And I must mention the talent discovery of the whole movie, Stone's buddy and wiser advisor Lisa Lapira, who is left out of the merry round but will surely do all right without any help. It's all traditionally preposterous, but has little too much heart to be a pure farce, and the considerable audience laughter during the showing I went to was light and sympathetic, not the kind of brainless guffawing you usually get with what passes at comedy in the summer. Come fall, Crazy Stupid Love may not look so great, but for now, you better grab it while you can. Jim Erickson, over and out.